a health update on where people stand, who is out and such for the game?
Out for the game is will be John Miller, Cordy Glenn, and Mike Tolbert.
So what's the update then with Kelvin Benjamin?
Right, you know, we're going to continue to evaluate. He'll be he is still day to day.
Do you expect him to practice today?
You know, I don't think he's going to practice at this point, but I'm going to go from here and get an update on that.
Coach, with the injuries that you had at receiver, did that affect your planning this week at all, knowing you've got three guys nicked up there?
You know, we got some guys nicked up, but, you know, we feel confident in, number one, their abilities, and then they're working through some of those, you know, bumps and bruises. Those are all part of what happens this time of the year.
Hey, Sean, why was it important for you to have Len Vandevos full-time on your staff?
Well, I just think, you know, when you talk about providing the resources for our players and our staff, too, that it's, and this is a compliment to our ownership too, that, you know, they're willing to invest to do that. And when you do that, in my mind, there's mind, body, and spirit involved. And there's an element of that that is that the players need. So both on and off the field. So Len's been a valuable addition to our staff, and you know, he led us in a team prayer yesterday after practice. So. We're fortunate to have him.
You had obviously a great stretch of games where you, four games where you were taking the ball away, and it had a lot to do with the 5-2 start. That's dried up. How do you reconcile the idea that it's gone now three games where you've gotten away from what drove this engine so strong, and what are some of the steps that you've been taking to try to rectify that?
With respect to the takeaways? Yeah, just daily work, Vic, is just like everything else. We're going to continue to work, continue to build, continue to earn the right. It's an emphasis, and we continue to emphasize it. And as you heard me say before, there's times when they come in clumps. That, you know, that's how they go, sometimes takeaways. So that's all part of it. You know, you've been around this game a long time, and that's, I'm sure this isn't the first time it's happened. We got to continue to get those. Those are critical. You know, you watched some of the games yesterday. You turn the ball over. You know, it's going to be hard to win games like that. So turnover differential is a big part of winning. That's a critical stat.
And you were emphasizing it before, obviously, and it's always been a big part of you and coaching. So what's happened maybe in the course of those three? Can you put a finger on the last three games? You've had more issues than that, but that's stood out, and I can't believe it's because you're not emphasizing it as much as you did through the first seven games.
Right, and it's never one thing. You know, it's always about you know, putting pressure on our opponent through our fundamentals, through our pressure schemes, through our different things we do in the kicking game. I mean, that's all part of it. You know, when you talk about a team turning the ball over, it's because they're pressured in some way, shape, or form, fundamentally, leverage-wise, and you know, that's really what we continue to emphasize as we build this thing.
As you've been in the league a while, and you know, in your experience, how much of turnovers boils down to a little bit of luck? Because, you know, the ball has to bounce your way. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff you coach, but how much of it, in your experience, is luck at play?
There's certainly a certain degree of that. You know, in terms of the ball bouncing your way, I get that. That said, there's a lot of that you can control also. You know, ball on the ground. I had a situation earlier in my career where the ball was on the ground and we weren't able to recover it. And then you look back at yourself and say, as a coach, am I drilling that? You know, that even something as simple as a fumble recovery, whether it's trying to scoop and score, the right technique, or trying to recover, you know, in terms of what we call the fetal position, that's part of it too. Am I drilling that? Am I exposing my players to that position, that situation? So you try and take as much of the unknown or the luck out of it and say, are we controlling as much as we can control in terms of that part of the game?
How has Reggie Ragland looked in Kansas City from watching them?
It looks like he's doing a good job.
Sean, understanding the there's less and less games on the schedule. I don't know how close of a maybe must win, or how much do you realize and understand the urgency of how we need to get things back on track?
Well, we're focused on one game, and that's this game in front of us this weekend with the Chiefs. Good opponent. You know, anything other than that, you know, like I said before, is a distraction. And, you know, we're focused on continuing to build, continue to earn the right, and going, moving towards our vision. And that is part of, you know, and the focus on the Chiefs is a big part of that.
Sean, I know you never want to play this game other than full speed, but when Tyreek Hill has the ball in his hands and he's doing everything open field, do you someone have to kind of slow play it a little bit to make sure you don't grasp an error, so to speak, and kind of play him a little bit differently maybe than you would some other players because he's so dynamic?
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, dynamic player. I believe it's the second year in the league, if I'm not mistaken there. So he makes you have great defensive spacing, not only on defense but also on special teams, and some of that is awareness as to where we are or where my teammate is, so that we're not stacking one another. We play with great leverage on the ball. This offense makes, as does Tyreek Hill, makes you tackle in space. And so our angles to the football, our fundamentals have to be top-notch.
It's kind of like LeSean when he's in the hole. Guys are sometimes grasping, he's gone. Do you have to do anything differently that week preparing for that special player because he's just such a different guy when he's coming with the ball in his hands kind of right at you that you have to maybe do something different than you would normally practice?
You know, I believe if you're doing things right fundamentally, not necessarily. There might be a little tweak here and there, but overall, if you're doing things the right way fundamentally from the start, that gives you a chance. And with a great player like this, we've got to make sure we swarm, that we get, you know, 11 hats to the football. And we've preached that since day one of how important it is in terms of running to the football, no different now. But he's a great player.
Are you confident in your team's ability to do so, swarm the ball?
Absolutely.
Coach, when you've got, I know Alex Smith isn't the first quarterback you guys have faced that can lengthen the play. What's the general rule of thumb defensively when you have a quarterback? I mean, is it just simply let's cover longer? Or, I mean, is there just a general rule? Expect you might have some plays that are going to go 6 seconds.
I think a big part of it to start is the awareness that that could be the case. Knowing who your personnel is that you're facing, who the quarterback is in this case, and then the technique that has to click in. When you face a situation like this with Alex and the ability to plaster, and when he does extend plays in the passing game, the ability to plaster the receivers and then who is responsible for him up front, that's a big part of it as well.
What have you noticed about how the team has responded to the latest quarterback change during practice this week?
Yeah, they're focused on the Chiefs. They're focused on the Chiefs, and they're focused on the process, like we've talked about since day one, and just like I would expect them to be.
Alex isn't up there nationally perceived wise with guys like Rodgers, Brady, those guys. But when you look at his career, coach, should he be kind of mentioning kind of the next breath of those guys because he's had a pretty really good career if you look at the numbers.
Well, he has. I mean, you look at the places he's been; they've won, and I know. I know he's won a lot of games for the Chiefs, and he's obviously played well this year. He knows how to move an offense down the field, and we have a lot of respect for how he plays and what he does.
Have you given any consideration to putting Cordy Glenn on injured reserve?
Brandon and I always talk about everything. We look at all of our different options from all different angles. So in this case, no different.